Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Basketball has their plan. Hockey's got their plan. Football's just laying in the cut. They haven't told us what their plan is. They still have months to implement it. But they're at least starting to open up facilities again in the NFL, where baseball is just kind of out here. And you wonder if they, how much damage could be done to the game if there is no season. I don't want to be Chicken Little here, because I think that once games come back, fans of the game, as mad as they are, and they might be throw your remote mad right now and I'll never watch again right now, until your team is in a position where they might win a championship. And then it's a little bit easier to be like, well, I was really upset. And then they told me that Tim Anderson was going to be in the World Series. So I turned the TV back on.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. And what you heard in the open is actually something that I want to talk about, because we were having a really good conversation about this via Twitter. Myself, Herb Lawrence, Joe Ostrowski, Chris Ranji. We were talking about baseball, and I want to continue talking about baseball. But let me tell you who else is on the show. Sahada Sharma is going to be on the show. I want to talk to him about baseball overall, the Cubs specifically, and even more specifically, Theo Epstein's reaction to the death of George Floyd and the introspection that he took looking inside his own house for ways that he can get better. Mark Grody is going to join me at 1 o'clock. The Bears head coach spoke today, so I want to talk a little bit about that. And my buddy Dave Ross, not that Dave Ross, the other Dave Ross, is going to join me at 1:30, because I want to talk with him about Bruce Lee. I want to talk about Conor McGregor retiring again for the fourth time, however many times it is. And I want to talk a little bit of baseball with him. So if you want to text the show, you can text the text zone at 312-644-6767. It's the same number that you call. We just got rid of that shortcut. We keep everything streamlined. Everything is everything. Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Okay, let's talk about the idea of erosion in baseball. And let's talk about the idea of if they don't come back, like how bad it is. I would like to state for the record before we dig deeper into this nuanced and layered conversation, I think it would be bad for baseball overall if there was no 2020 season. I think financially it would also be bad for baseball's partners, of which I am one of two. I have two partnerships with baseball because I work here and we carry the Cubs, and I work over at NBC Sports Chicago and we carry the Sox. Both of these places would love to have baseball in 2020. And beyond that, just as a fan of the White Sox, I would love to see White Sox baseball back on my television and back on my radio this season, because I have high hopes for the 2020 White Sox. When we talk about the damage, I don't know if the damage is going to be irreparable. I'm sure if there was sports talk in 1919, people would have told you that the damage to baseball would have been irreparable after the White Sox scandal.
And what about these dames showing their ankles?
No, you know what the call would have been in 1919, Herbie? It's a good thing we don't let these dames vote. That's what it would have been. And I wouldn't have been hosting a show. Anyway, we thought that in 94 that there was irreparable damage. And then baseball came back. Now, granted, there were a couple of things that helped to jumpstart a rebirth of baseball. You had Cal Ripken, and you had what went down in the home run chase between Griffey, Sosa, and McGuire. Speaking of which, they're going to have that documentary on ESPN on Sunday night. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. There's some stuff that I want to talk about as it pertains to Sammy Sosa, but we'll get there when we get there. I think that all of us who love baseball are often put in the situation to kind of speak for baseball, and we all kind of consider ourselves guardians of the game, and we don't want to see it dissolve. We want to see baseball thrive. We want to share it with people because we love baseball. We're hoping that they'll love baseball. But if there is no season this year, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to call here. They're going to text here. They're going to fill up your Twitter timeline. There's going to be a whole bunch of think pieces written about how baseball is dead and it cannot be revived, and this is irreparable damage and all these things. I think there is some truth to it. I don't think that it's an absolute. I think that the erosion of baseball has been happening for decades for a bunch of different reasons. And if you look at how listenership and viewership has eroded, if you look at it from a demographic standpoint, you can see that our parents, and I'm speaking in general because in general the score demographic is men 25 to 54, and I'm now on the older part of that demo. Our parents love baseball more than we do. Their parents love baseball more than they did. And once we've gotten down to millennials and Generation Z, clearly there are fans of the game, but they're not fans in the same way, and they're not fans in the same degree. That's not passing a judgment. I think that it's totally fine for people to choose other things that they can fill their time with, they can program their day with, or some of the things that keep baseball from being as important to us as football is. I think that there are ebbs and flows in sports all the time. If you look at the popularity of football at the beginning of football, how huge it was, and then there was a dip, and then it comes back, and now it's a behemoth that seemingly can't be stopped. Same thing with wrestling. I think about wrestling like this too, where you have these moments where you're like, oh man, well, Starrcade 88 is like the greatest thing ever. And then you have a dip, and then you get into the Attitude Era. And then you're like, oh, I've never seen anything like this. And then you get into this place where we're at now where wrestling really sucks and I don't even really care about it. My point is I do think that there will be some damage that's done, but the damage that's happening to baseball goes far beyond what happens in 2020. I want to give you an example of what I'm talking about. And I want to back this up with a couple of numbers. This is another working theory of mine, is the theory that sports-starved fans will watch anything. And when we got to this, the point of all of us being at home and sports being shut down, it then became a whole thing of, well, we got to get sports back. We got to do anything that's attached to sports. Sports fans are going to watch it. And when they watch it, you're going to see great numbers because people are stuck in the house and they don't have anything else to program their lives with than sports. So whatever sport comes back first is going to rule the day. And then we saw some sports come back. Dana White made a huge deal about how important it was for the UFC to come back and how they had this chance to grow new fans. The truth is that their fans were there for them. They had great numbers for their great buys for their pay-per-view. But I don't think that you can say that they have built a new fan group that's just thirsting for more MMA. Because there are live events that are being run on ESPN right now, and their ratings are pretty much stagnant. Then we get to our friends over at NASCAR. NASCAR comes back. Kyle Long told me, he's like, Lawrence, you need to get in on this. And I've tried to really embrace the idea of watching more NASCAR. And I will admit, I've watched more NASCAR in the last month than I've watched in the last couple of years. But I'm also looking at it as a content generation. I'm looking at it as, hey, this is sports. We do sports for a living. I want to talk about the sports that are happening. So I want to have a working knowledge of what happened in a particular race. But we then go to the numbers. Sports TV ratings is a Twitter follow that I follow. I love to see what they're doing. They're telling us like what people are actually watching, how much they're watching it. They retweeted something from Adam Stern. And he writes, Fox TV earned 3.957 million viewers for Sunday's race in Atlanta. Last year's race in Atlanta earned 5.1 million viewers. But it was the second race of the season, and that day traditionally has bigger numbers coming 1 week after Daytona 500. As Sports TV Rating said, that in some cases you're kind of comparing apples to avocado, but in a space where we don't have sports, we don't have American team sports, in that space, if sports fans are so desperate for sports, then NASCAR should be seeing boffo numbers, huge numbers, until we get team sports back. I think there are people that are just like, I like what I like, and that's what I want to come back. Let me take you back to my buddy Jim Sonnes, because NASCAR is a really good example to hold up to for baseball. Jim Sonnes, who works for NumberFire, when we talked about NASCAR, I asked him about why NASCAR had this huge boom once we were in the 90s and early 2000s and then has just tanked over the
last...
There
were a lot of things. I think the recession was like the first thing, and that's what led to the downtick in attendance of the actual tracks. But then after that, so you had the drop in attendance because of that, but then you started to see the biggest name drivers all retire in a span of a couple of years. Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. all retired over a couple of years span. And when you are a sport that's driven by superstars, you have two of your most popular drivers all drop out at the same time, that's going to lead to some really tough ratings. So I think it was just kind of bad timing where things piled up on another. It's also obviously a sport that has sort of an older fan base, kind of similar to baseball. We're going to have some issues there inherently as well. So a combination of issues, the recession leading to one thing, a retirement of really popular drivers, and those two issues just kind of compounding to lead to one really big issue.
Yeah. And baseball has some issues too, where the fans are just aging out. And there hasn't been the same latching on to the game from younger people, younger viewers, that in the traditional ways that we judge interest, we've seen baseball have lower ratings on television and on radio with younger demographics. Now, that doesn't mean that people aren't still consuming baseball. And if you look at the popularity of MLB Advanced Media, baseball was on the forefront. Whether we're talking about Cut 4 or their YouTube page, they have seen people engage, or the At-Bat app. People do engage, but the way that they engage is different, and I'm not sure that we've done a good enough job explaining that and trying to understand how different engagement looks for people that are younger than we are. Engagement for us is, are you watching baseball on your television? And that's not the only way that the game can be consumed. I also think that when it comes to baseball in particular, you have a game that probably needs to change, but none of us can really agree on what those changes are. And some of them, to those of us who are traditionalists, seem silly. Are you going to make the game 7 innings now? Like, that's what we're going to do? We've tried to speed the game up. And there are things about the pace of the game that is inviting to some of us. I don't think that we're necessarily just against change, but I do think that you have to be very careful if you're changing your game to change it so that it is, like, aesthetically better, that we can all agree it's aesthetically better, instead of just, well, we got to shorten it. Like, that's just the thing. Like, we just have to shorten the game. It's a tough spot. And the way that we have embraced basketball over the last 8 years, and the way that we've embraced football overall, baseball is still waiting for that. And as the audience gets older, I think it becomes more and more difficult in the traditional measurements of engagement to see it. I don't have kids. You probably do. You can text me. I'd love to know what your kids think about baseball. I do see kids at ball games. When I've taken my nieces and nephews to sporting events, to baseball games, I know a lot of parents that they feel like, I can go there and I can watch 3 innings of the game. I can do all the things that you experience around baseball and then leave. And then maybe down the road, my son or daughter is going to enjoy going to baseball games for the baseball game. But if you go to a Cubs game, sure, kids are at Gallagher Way, you're having a great time out there playing catch with your old man or your uncle or your auntie. Like, that's a lot of fun. Is it still fun for them in the sixth inning? I'm guessing not, but I don't know for sure. But the point is that baseball has so many different things that it's trying to combat, that having no 2020 season would be a big deal and a thing to put at the top of the pile. But once you got your team back, because the game is regional, and that's one of the biggest differences between baseball and football and basketball. Football is definitely a national sport. People care about the NFL. They care about college football, but they care about the game on a broader scale. Same thing with basketball. And basketball can argue that it's international too. Baseball fandom is very